Now that Halloween and Remembrance Day have passed, you can expect holiday festivities to kick into high gear. Here's a snapshot of what's coming up in the week ahead in New Westminster. For council watchers, no city council meeting is scheduled for this week. For school board watchers, the Board of Education's committees are scheduled for Tuesday, November 14. The Education Policy and Planning Committee meeting is at 3:30 p.m. at Lord Kelvin Elementary School, 1010 Hamilton Street. Items on the agenda include updates on district literacy, early learning programs and gradual entry, and the New Westminster Secondary School timetable. The Operations Policy and Planning Committee meets at 6:30 p.m. It's a hybrid meeting, so you can attend online or in person at the board office at 811 Ontario Street. Items on the agenda include updates on the Queen Elizabeth Elementary School expansion and the Queensborough bus. For folks with electronic devices, BC will be conducting an emergency alert test to cell phones, TV and radio on Wednesday, November 15 at 1:55 p.m. Pacific Time, in an effort to improve public safety in the event of an emergency. The test alert will go to all compatible cell phones and interrupt radio and television broadcasts. For community-minded folks, Dan's Diner Social Enterprise Cafe, a new social enterprise that provides job skills training for at-risk youth while serving up affordable, nutritious meals, is having a grand opening event on Wednesday, November 15 from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's taking place at 150-131 11th Street. The Group of Five and Friends Benevolent Society is raising money to buy equipment for Royal Columbian Hospital at its Let's Make Holiday Magic Together event. It includes a reception, theme tables, hors d'oeuvres and cash bar. It's on Friday, November 17 from 5-7:30 p.m. at Centennial Lodge in Queen's Park. Tickets are $40. They're available at the door or by calling 604-522-7196 or 604-537-8975. For performance lovers, A Night of Classic Soul features Terrell Edwards and Crystal Dos Santos, who will perform iconic tunes from the likes of Aretha Franklin and Marvin Gaye. Attendees can dance the night away, purchase drink specials and beer on tap, and enjoy a night of great music. The show is on Friday, November 17 in Studio 1C at 8th and 8 Creative Spaces, 735 8th Avenue. Tickets at www.ticketsnewwest.ca. Anvil Theatre presents Through My Eyes on Friday, November 17 and Saturday, November 18, with performances at 1 p.m. at 777 Columbia Street. It's suitable for folks aged 3 and older. A synopsis of the production states, "This performance, full of surprises, invites audiences to see the world afresh through the eyes of a child who explores. An ode to the power of imagination, Through My Eyes stimulates the child's senses and brings us back to one of the loveliest things about childhood: a tireless capacity for wonder." Louisa Marshall and her band take to the Massey Theatre stage in her tribute to Tina Turner, a celebration of the life and music of the Queen of Rock and Roll. It's on Sunday, November 19 at 7 p.m. Tickets at www.masseytheatre.com. For shoppers, the Royal City Go-Go's are hosting their annual Artisan Craft Sale, which features one-of-a-kind items perfect for the home or gift-giving, everything from food to accessories to home furnishings. It's on Friday, November 17 from 4 to 8 p.m. and Saturday, November 18 from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Unifor Hall, 326 12th Street. The Royal City Go-Go's raise money to support African grandmothers who are raising a generation of children orphaned by the AIDS-HIV pandemic. Winter Market gives shoppers a chance to enjoy holiday music while shopping for homemade and retail seasonal gifts. It's on Saturday, November 18 from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Queensborough Community Center, 920 Ewan Avenue. For families, Super Saturdays at Fraser River Discovery Center is giving families a chance to explore the Wood Wide Web, the trees and plants found in the forests of the Fraser River. It's on Saturday, November 18 from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 788 Quayside Drive. Details about the program and admission can be found at www.fraserriverdiscovery.org. For art enthusiasts, as part of their Dialogue on Death and Dying, Century House and New West Hospice are presenting an exhibit of visual arts pieces connected to the theme of death, dying, grief and loss. This exhibit runs until Monday, November 20 at Century House, 628th Street. Changing the Conversation features the work of CTC artists in residence Amal Ishak and PJ Patton and community members in New Westminster with lived experiences of housing insecurity. You can view this free exhibition until Wednesday, November 22 in the Community Art Gallery in Anvil Center, 777 Columbia Street. Do you have a New Westminster happening you'd like to share? Email Teresa McManus at tmcmanus@newwestrecord.ca.